Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is fromthetrenchesworldreport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, I don't know what the hell the difference is, but every day's a fucking evil day anymore. It's Evil Weasel Wednesday. It's the 20th day of March, 2024. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 54 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 61 degrees today and a low of 31. It's another spring day. It's more like spring out there. I mean, yesterday afternoon, you walk out there in your shirt sleeves. It was incredible. Anyway, well, for a day or two, I think it's supposed to snow next week. Anyway, we'll run through this break, and then we'll come back, and we'll go look at the Ministry of Lies, alternate mainstream, controlled opposition propaganda. We'll be right back. Take your break.
Cause I'm the one that you see. Remember me.
Thank you for listening to PBFTP.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then, let's go over to the subject matter at hand and see what we have to offer to us today for our consumption. Biden reassures Netanyahu he's not trying to undermine him. Well, you better fucking not! Boy, that's the guy, that's your goddamn fucking, that's your leader, that's your fucking king, you son of a bitch. You better not try to undermine him. The fucking bitch slap your fucking old shit ass right flat on the ground, you son of a bitch. Sure, Netanyahu, fuck Netanyahu. You're nothing, you kike son of a bitch. This is by Dave DeCamp, AnnaWar.com. President Biden reassured Israel Prime Minister Netanyahu that he wasn't trying to undermine him politically by criticizing Israeli government axis, reported on Tuesday. No, well, I wasn't doing that. Master. Can I lick your feet, Master, please? Can I lick your feet? Biden gave Netanyahu the assurance during a phone call on Monday, which came after Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, New York, said Netanyahu was an, quote, obstacle to peace. No. Oh, Chucky, are you up for a re-election or something, you motherfucker? Schumer, protector of Israel, motherfucker. You ain't got nothing to do with the United States, but you got a hanging coming here. And called for a new Israeli elections. Biden and Schumer gave a good speech. Sources told Axios that Netanyahu complained about Schumer's speech and Biden's approval of it, prompting Biden to say he was not looking to undermine the Israeli leader or to intervene in Israel's domestic politics. How dare us intervene in Israel's domestic politics? The motherfucker sending a delegation over here to talk to our fucking Congress to tell, these kikes sit down and decide who's going to be taking the highest political positions in the corporate mafia in this fucking country, because there ain't no goddamn government but we the people. And we're too fucking dense or dumb or whatever and cowardly to fucking exercise our goddamn authority. Biden and other Democrats in the United States have tried to distance themselves from Netanyahu government while also supporting Israel's mass slaughter of Palestinians. Genocide! You stop this shit, not mass slaughter, genocide. Say it, genocide. You're not going to gobble your ways out of this. Palestinians and the starvation siege on Gaza, but the criticism has not amounted to a policy change as the United States continues to provide Israel with unconditional military aid for the genocide of the Palestinian people. Biden and Netanyahu also agreed during the call that Israel will send a delegation to Washington. Hey, not fucking with our politics, you motherfucker. What do you say up here? We not intervene. We will not. Prompting Biden to say he was not looking to undermine Israeli leader or intervene in Israel's domestic policies. But here he's sending a delegation to Washington to intervene in our fucking goddamn business. Well, it's not our business. It's the corporation. But I mean, we keep on fucking funding it. Why? Why do we keep on funding? You don't have to. They can't fucking make you. You've got fucking guns. All you have to do is get on that goddamn one page with those 10 fucking articles and let fucking loose on these son of a bitches. And then all this shit disappears. Biden and Netanyahu also agreed during the call that Israel will send a delegation to Washington to discuss its plans to invade Rafah. So now you're not involving me in this genocide. I'm not a part of the fucking United States Corporation. I'm an individual, free, sovereign, national, and you have no authority over me, and nothing you do reflects upon me except to the fact that you're committing treason against the law of December 15, 1791, and it is my responsibility to see your fucking ass hang for it. The Gaza City on the Egyptian border that's packed with 1.5 million Palestinians, U.S. officials have been cautioning against a full-scale invasion and are suggesting a more limited operation. Now, smash, you're going to fucking... According to the White House, Biden expressed to Netanyahu his deep concerns about the prospect of Israel conducting a major ground operation in Rafah, where more than 1 million displaced civilians are currently seeking shelter. That's a light way to put their fucking starving to death in a goddamn open-air concentration camp, you fucking Nazi bastards. Seeking shelter after fleeing fighting in the north. I mean, that's a soft fucking pedal, you son of a bitch. But Netanyahu said on Tuesday that he brushed aside Biden's concerns and reaffirmed that he is planning to attack the city. Well, they're supposed to do that on Friday. Shit, you scared the hell out of me, dude.
I'm sorry about that.
Well, it happens when I'm in the middle reading something. You got to wait till I stop, you see, and then they won't scare the hell out of me. What's up?
I just wanted to say I saw something on the news the other day about Biden saying that he was going to go after Russia with nuclear bombs. I don't know if you heard anything about that.
Yeah, I read about it, and let him go. I mean, they're not going to do that. They don't want to destroy the fucking world.
It's the same old bullshit, the same old story like last year and the year before, you know?
Yeah, it's just spooky. It's just scary, but they ain't going to scare us. I got to get back
they don't scare us no more. Like they try to scare us like when we were, like long time ago, they used to say they kick in our doors and shit, or you go to FEMA camps
and we told them to come and fucking do it.
And we kept saying, just do it. Don't talk about it.
I got to get back into this article, brother. I made it.
Sorry about that. I didn't mean to scare you.
That's all right. I'm over it. I made it as clear as possible to the to the president that we are determined to complete the elimination of these battalions of Rafah. No, the elimination of the fucking Palestinian people, you motherfucker. And there is no way to do this without a ground incursion. Netanyahu told members of the Knesset Foreign Affairs and Defense Committee. Netanyahu said Israel was under international pressure, but said Israel was rejecting an order to achieve the goal of the war. U.S. intelligence believes Israel cannot achieve Netanyahu's goal of eradicating, says Hamas. No, the fucking Palestinian people. You created Hamas, you motherfucking kike. I mean, come on. You replaced the Palestinian Authority with your own fucking organization that you created. Hamas works for fucking Netanyahu. And them and Mossad set up the goddamn false flag on October 7th so they could come in and fucking commit genocide in Palestine. And everybody fucking knows it, and it ain't going to change and it until you're fucking dangling from a goddamn rope. Let's see where we're at here. Graphic review truth read from the book push, which is available to students at Midland ISD. He then gets his mic shut off and gets escorted out of by five police. And yeah, if you can watch this video, I highly recommend it. I mean, what this guy says, I mean, well, it's in the book in school, but he can't read it in this thing. It is filth. It is goddamn. And why are we letting these fucking people breathe? Why aren't we killing them? They're fucking animals. They're a fucking threat to our children. Appellate court blocks Texas law criminalizing illegal border crossing hours after Supreme Court allowed it to take effect. Now, isn't this kind of odd? This shows to go you they have no authority over shit. All they can talk about is their corporate fucking policy, which is not law. Law has to be, well, it can't even be ratified no more because the original Constitution that never was, I think it was Clause 5, that's where you could did your ratification, but it's none of this is fucking law, and they know it. Supreme Court allowed, did you? I took a big Supreme Court right when I got out of bed this morning and plunked into the fucking toilet. That's what you're worth. Just hours after Supreme Court, this is by Hannah Nightingale, by the way, post-millennial. Just hours after the Supreme Court lifted a stay on the Texas law allowing local police to arrest and deport illegal immigrants, the law has been put on hold again, this time by the 5th U.S. Court of Appeals. I thought the fucking, narrative you're giving, in your corporate fucking narrative, that when the Supreme Court fucking laid down the law, I mean, and said that fucking men could marry men and women could marry women and you had to fucking accept it if you're a 501c3 church. I thought when they laid down the law that they appealed to a lower court and got a stay on a Supreme Court decision. It shows you this is all horse shit, that there is no law in this country but the law of December 15, 1791, because it's the only law that's ever been fucking ratified by we the people. It's the only law we ever fucking gave credence to or gave power to. We'll look at this lower court decision that overturned the fucking Supreme Court. That's their fault. I mean, don't they think that people are going to go, can they do that? Well, I guess they can. I guess they can repeal the Second Amendment. You go ahead and fucking keep doing this shit. All you're doing, you know, we read this stuff every day, but when you think about it, all you're doing is just, you're talking. You ain't going to do diddly shit. You know what'll happen. You'll get fucking creamed in the first fucking round. The Fifth Circuit Court issued a 2-1 ruling late Tuesday blocking the law from taking effect. Now, we've done went to the top with this fucking issue, didn't we? The Supreme Court's supposed to be the big boy, isn't it? It is completely without jurisdiction and has no jurisdiction over any individual free sovereign national in this goddamn country. It has no or any fucking common law fucking document, any fucking common law ruling, anything in the common law, they have nothing to do with the government. But I, you know, they've been selling us on this. Fuck, I guess this is 1984. A lower court overturned the Supreme Court. You know, the lower courts had brought appealed to the Supreme Court. And this is called a fucking circle jerk. It's called wiping your hula hoop. Yeah.
I just want this shit over and done with.
Me too.
Yeah.
Fifth Circuit Court issued a 2-1 ruling late Tuesday, blocking the law from taking effect, with the court set to hear arguments in the case on Wednesday. You see, if this was in the common law courts, now this would be us as individuals going in and charging individuals with fucking taking our property, because this United States, every bit of public property belongs to fucking me. I'm an individual, free, sovereign national. My goddamn great, 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 grandpa was standing right here on this land and had been for a couple of generations when this fucking country was created. This is my fucking land. It has never been taken from the people, just like the gold was taken from the people without the due process of the law guaranteed to each individual freeman, sovereign, national in this goddamn country. This is corporate fucking mafia. And now they're telling you, well, we didn't like that ruling. We got this court over here. It's a lower court. Well, they can always appeal it to this. Well, we already did that. I mean, this is bullshit. Not to mention, you don't need no law from fucking Texas. The people don't need what the people go down. They're violating your fucking rights. They're invading your country. You got the right to pick up a fucking gun and start shooting. It can't be argued. This is your goddamn country, and they're coming at you, and they're saying you don't have a Bill of Rights. You don't have property. You're a nothing. You're not a stakeholder. Well, I'll be a stakeholder when that fucking bullet goes through your fucking head. The Supreme Court had lifted a February stay issued by the appeals court, sending the law back to the Fifth Circuit, which subsequently issued another stay pending a wiping your ass on a hula hoop, get stinkier and stinkier. Governor Greg Abbott signed SB 4 into law in December, with the law remaining in legal limbo since then. The Biden administration has sued to strike down the measure, arguing that the law would take over federal authority on border matters. Well, I got news for you, son of a bitch. The people aren't, you can play your fucking corporate games with your fucking, incorporated fucking partners. But you can't play them with us. We're the supreme authority. Fuck your fucking corporations. Fuck your fucking goddamn corporate fucking statutory bullshit fucking non-fucking law. We got the right to go down there and kill. If you get in our way, we'll blow your fucking asses away. How about that? And run every son of a bitch out of this country that came here and to try to take what belongs to us without due process of the law. And we're guaranteed it. And it is the highest, only fucking law actually in this fucking land. Only. In the dissenting opinion from the Fifth Circuit Court, Andrew Oldham, wrote that the stay issued by the Supreme Court should remain in place pending tomorrow's oral argument on the question. In the Supreme Court ruling, the justices wrote that Texas Senate Bill 4, SB 4, permits the state to arrest and remove to Mexico non-citizens who enter, attempt to enter, or reside in Texas. The High Court did not rule on the merits of the case. Fuck Abbott. Fuck these guys, all these fucking corporate figures, because that's all they are. They're not representatives of we the people by any stretch of the fucking imagination. Right at this point, we the people are fucking should be in total uprising with under our Bill of Rights, operating under our law, and go down there and blow them motherfuckers back across the border and go in every fucking nook and cranny they've stuffed them in, drag their asses out, and fucking boot them out. They resist. They die. Before this court intervenes on the emergency docket, the Fifth Court should be in the first, be the first mover. Justice Amy Coney Barrett wrote in the Supreme Court decision, so far as I know, this court has never reviewed the decision of a court of appeals to enter or not enter an administrative stay. See, administrative stay, an administrative stay. It's because it's administrative fucking law, and it has no jurisdiction in this country. There is no administrative jurisdiction in this fucking country. You have the fucking admiralty, which is for fucking military law, and you have the common law, and that's all. If you don't think so, try to get a copy of the administrative rules for procedure in the court. It doesn't fucking exist. I've had many a fucking judge there, and I said, well, I'd like the copy of the administrative rules of procedure for this court. Yeah, don't fucking exist, because administrative fucking authority does not exist, because you have no authority over us, you cocksucker. Stay, I would not get into the business when entered an administrative stay is supposed to be a short-lived prelude to the main event, a ruling on the motion for a stay pending appeal, she wrote. That's blobber fucking horseshit, that subject matter, nothingness. Nothingness, it means nothing. Especially to we the people, and it shows Abbott here, man, you son of a bitch. You fucking con man. You're all a bunch of fucking con men. That's all in the fuck you are. Water. It's dry here. Ishmael Mohammed won his race in Ohio's third district last night, beating Abadirzak Dini. He campaigned almost entirely in Somalia instead of English. His campaign pitch to represent the interests of Somalia. What's fucking wrong with that, people? Shouldn't he fucking already be fucking, I mean, shouldn't he be fucking in a goddamn fucking jail waiting to get shot? I'm here to represent a foreign fucking entity, a foreign country's fucking interest in the people's, when I'm running for an office that's supposed to represent the people. But of course it's all a lie. The Constitution was a fucking lie. You got to get that through your head first. It never fucking was. The people never granted it any authority whatsoever. The delegates that fucking the delegates that they sent to fucking goddamn Pennsylvania, who, okay, I'm getting a mind block here. Ratified is the word I'm looking for. Who ratified the fucking Bill of Rights were not elected by the people. They were appointed by the aristocracy. They had no authority to speak for the people. They had no authority to grant our authority to these motherfuckers whatsoever. That's why the Constitution is not. It never was. It never had authority from the people. It was never ratified by the people or by elected representatives of the people, like the law of December 15, 1791 was. Don't you see? That's the only law in this fucking country. Anyway, they have a little fucking film clip of them all yelling in Somalia, something I can't understand. But I guess this is when the hell this happened. Ohio, I guess Ohio's third district belongs to the fucking Somalians. It's Somaliland. I guess you're going to have to go run those fuckers out of there. Christian pastors coerce congregations into taking deadly COVID jabs. Well, what would you expect? This is by Naima Harris, The People's Voice. The people. Remember, you can make money here. Go over there and invest in it. You can make money too on this fucking tragedy. Yeah, they're incorporated. The U.S. government managed to coerce leaders of faith into coerce leaders of faith into pushing the experimental COVID vaccine on Americans. Coerced my ass. You have a license with them. You do what you're fucking told. That's why you got to marry those queers, huh? Because you have a license and they can take it away from you. I mean, and because you are a government, you're not a government, you're a fucking corporate entity. But the theory being that you can't deny fucking service to anybody just because they're fucking faggots, just because they're fucking goddamn transvestites or any sick or pedophiles or what. They got rights, don't you know? You don't. You're not a stakeholder. Unless you go and dress up like a fucking woman and try to go in the fucking woman's bathroom. Thousands of U.S. pastors pushed the deadly COVID jabs on their congregants in exchange for cash bribes from the government. yeah, right. As a result, many of those congregants are now either clinically ill or dead. How You Like Your Organized Religion. And research paper published by the American Out Loud explains how a government program called Faith for Vaccines convinced the money-grubbing faith leaders to sell out their flocks to Big Pharma. Oh, it wasn't that fucking hard. I mean, that's what they're there for. They're government agents. When you take that license, when they take those 501c3 licenses, they become government agents. That's a government fucking agency. That's why it's your marriage is a contract instead of a fucking covenant like it used to, what it's supposed to be in this country. It can't be a contract because there can't be a joinder between the fucking church and the fucking state. But, you know, hell, we've let everything else just go like crazy and fucking shit all over our rights. I mean, why should we worry about a little small thing like this? Faith for Vaccines, was birthed from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services vaccine propaganda machine. COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. Community corpse. Natural News reports the COVID-19 community corpse has 86 founders, members, most of them falling into the faith leaders category. They include but are not limited to American Baptist Church, Catholic Charities USA, Episcopal Church, National Association of Evangelicals, Greek Orthodox, and goddamn Archdiocese of America, New York Jewish Agenda. Oh, Jews too? No. Remember when Southern Baptist leader Al Mohler tried to manipulate Christians into getting vaccinated for COVID-19 that doesn't exist. COVID doesn't exist. COVID doesn't exist because that's what Jesus would do. I mean, I think it was DL. She put up a comment and said she was surprised that they hadn't used Romans 13. And she said, you know, that that is so easy to fucking, you know, I've talked about punctuation in the Bible. And how I can make it mean any goddamn thing I want. Romans 13, you know, render unto Caesar what is Caesar's and that unto God what is God's. But you want to make the argument, I mean, with give me a fucking goddamn pen, I'll punctuate it and I'll tell you exactly what it means. What belongs to Caesar? Caesar doesn't even belong to Caesar. Caesar, if you believe that God created man and God creates man, I guess Caesar belongs to God, doesn't he? What belongs to God? If you were created by the God, and the God created you, you're His fucking. You belong to God, and everything you fucking produce belongs to God, and even Caesar belongs to God. So I think that if you give me a pen, I'll punctuate it, and that's exactly what it'll fucking mean. But I mean, that's what I'm talking about. I'm taking Scripture and manipulating it to mean anything they want. It is the biggest fucking collection of subject matter ever to be created on this earth, and you can make it mean anything you fucking want to. I mean, I'm not being rude to, I know there are good Christian people who are not a part of the fucking organized religions that, you know, are on this site and listen to the broadcast, and I'm not going at you. I'm just telling you it's a goddamn fact. That's why it could never be used in a court of law. It's not even punctuated. Let alone, I see no signature from a choreographer, the one who took it down, a statement swearing that it's the truth. So help me, well, God. Manipulating scripture to brainwash. Some called so-called pastors were not just swayed by money to manipulate their congregants, though, through careful trickery, government officials manipulated scripture and Bible concepts to convince faith leaders that Jesus wanted them to push COVID jabs on their congregants. And that's what I'm talking about, people. I mean, I'm not trying to be rude to you or, you know, everybody's going to see things different when it's all in subject matter. But if you want to talk fucking law and I can take the goddamn pen. I know grammar. I mean, I'm not a very good speller, but I know fucking grammar. I know how to make something mean exactly what I want it to fucking mean. And I can take anything and turn it on its head. You can say it means this, and I will take a fucking goddamn pen and punctuate it. It will mean the exact opposite. That's the problem. That's why we got to, you know, have your religion if it gives you comfort, if it gives you strength. I'll die for your right to believe what you want to believe. But let's set it aside and let's all get on that fucking page with those 10 fucking articles and let's get rid of these motherfuckers. Then if we have any arguments about this, we can argue them in private. You can't force me to believe what you want me to believe like they tried there in fucking South Dakota. Give it a fucking go. It won't work for you. At, in the very end, if it all comes down to fucking where the rubber meets the road, I'll blow your goddamn head off. You will not tell me what to think, ever. Former National Institutes of Health, NIH, revered Dr. Francis Collins, yes, he actually calls himself that, spoke to hundreds of faith leaders back in 2021 claiming that COVID jabs were God's answer to a prayer. He argued all of them to push the shots as part of a love your neighbor movement. Oh, no, that's not used to manipulate. In what was a sermon-like address tailored to appeal to these faith leaders, Collins admonished them not to believe conspiracy theories about possible conspiracy theories. You're taking that. To upset people, I won't do it. Them not to believe conspiracy theories, but possibly side effects, which Collins falsely said were untrue, reports America Out Loud about Collins' bizarre speech. And they weren't conspiracy theories, were they? Others in Biden's regime took a similar approach by pushing Americans' pastors to push the shots because of some moral obligation to love thy neighbor. Many of them fell for it. He loved thy neighbor. That's a pretty open, that's what you call open subject matter. There's no fact to it. I mean, do you love them by sending them to heaven, put a bullet through their head? I mean, it is not definable. Many of them fell for it, subsequently crafting topical sermons about the importance of getting protected, in quotation marks, in order to protect one's neighbors against the virus. No, in order to shed the motherfucking shit. And then my wife and I get it, and my wife fucking dies. I'll bury you motherfuckers. You deserve to be buried. Every one of you fucking goddamn mainstream fucking goddamn organized religion motherfucking preaching prick motherfuckers. I blame you too. You will go on the goddamn ground for what you've done by getting your fucking dim-witted son of a bitch in goddamn congregations to go out and fucking take that fucking poison and then spread it to us people who are smarter than that and then killing God. So you a lot of you people that listen to this shit, you fucking Judeo-Christian motherfuckers, you have killed people. You've murdered people. And man, you better hope, you know, I don't believe this shit, but you better hope that there is not a God. Because if there is, he's going to have some fucking questions about this one, don't you think? Because it's not your responsibility to see what the fuck you're doing. You just listen to some son of a bitch because he's standing up higher than you. I mean, everybody has their own interpretation, Bible studies, all this fucking shit. But nobody studied the goddamn thing that killed so many fucking people. Kill my wife. I hate your fucking guts. How about that? Neighbors against the virus. The manipulation scheme began as far back as February 2021, though it was likely hatched in a secret long before that. Another program called Faith in the Vaccine was used to try to sway religious Americans to put their trust in modern medicine, in this case, COVID jabs, to cleanse the country of the pandemic. Fools. You were a fucking fool, so my wife's dead. What do you think I'd do if I knew the exact person that fucking transferred those goddamn platelets to my wife? What do you think I would do to you? How long do you think I would take? A week? A month? Man, you don't know what fucking a goddamn savage can do to your ass. As demonstrated at the Faith for Vaccines National Summit, powerful government officials resorted to the use of religious doctrine to coerce faith leaders across the country to use their own spiritual influence, position of trust, and scared and sacred places to push the vaccines on their conjurants, says American Out Loud. Government officials claim to know God's position. Well, they would, because they're experts. They, you know, they have their experts there. They're taking the fucking bribes, and the preacher's taking the bribe and going out and getting him some prostitutes and some fucking cocaine, and then comes back the next fucking Sunday and tells you to go out and fucking get a shot and kill my fucking wife, you fucking idiots, you lame brain, fucking dead-headed motherfuckers. You believe any fucking thing, except for when it's in your fucking face and it's the truth. On the issue of the COVID-19 vaccines, I mean, goddammit, it was when they first did it, they told you it takes 8 to 10 years to even, and all their vaccines are poison. I don't give a shit what they say, but 8 to 10 years, oh, we're going to do it warp speed. That's what the pedophile fucking Trump said, the king of the fucking Jews, you know, the ones that want to fucking annihilate us, to kill our fucking lines off. That's what he said, warp speed. Yeah, they hurry up and make it, man. I really want it. I want it quicker. I want to die faster. I want to see my fucking line die faster. Now, I believe that for what they've done in the shedding, they have, everybody has it in them, whether they fucking wanted it or not. So, like I said, I'd like to know who. To consider other perspectives on or engage in open debate in claiming that their vaccine technology was the correct interpretation of government leaders implied that any faith leaders with a different view opposed God or had an incorrect understanding of God. Well, that's why I'm telling you people, this is why you can't have a fucking theocracy, because that subject matter will not mean the same thing to everybody. If it is not punctuated, any fucking sentence, any fucking paragraph could mean anything to anybody different. You'll see it different. You'll fucking interpret it different, because we're different. Every one of us is different. That's why you have punctuation. That's why you write in fact. Like when you write a mandamus, or when you write any fucking affidavit, you write in fact that'll read frontwards and backwards and can only be interpreted one fucking way. You can't have three people there. Three people there have to agree. They can only be interpreted one fucking way. This is what this shit leads to. Since that time, it has become undeniably clear that COVID jabs are not the gift from God. No shit. Damn it, that's what that guy said. Now, what am I to make of all this? I read it all again, and it still don't make no sense. That many of these duped religious leaders, no, they weren't duped. Don't call them fucking duped. Bribed, I think they said at the beginning, didn't they? Religious leaders and congregants believed, unless the gift was to purge much of the population through chronic illness and death. In reality, the purpose of the pandemic Purim was to largely target white Christian nations, which had the highest vaccination compliance rates and the highest death rates due to the vaccines, upwards of at least 20 million deaths and counting. And if they say 20 million, you can put another zero on that, because it's 200 million. I guarantee you, fucking these motherfuckers, they're killing us. And we're fucking sitting there and we're taking it. You're dying of the death of a thousand cuts. Every one of you has got it in it. You've either ran into a typhoid Mary or a typhoid Bob, and you don't, whether you realize it or not, you'll notice every time you get sick, you get weaker and weaker and weaker until you're fucking dead. And the son of a bitch that was too fucking stupid to wipe his own ass is the son of a bitch that killed you. Did you know that Focus on the Family also sold out to COVID doesn't exist cult by pushing its followers to get jabbed for the so-called virus? No, but they didn't sell out. That's imaginary. We're going to take a break and we'll be like this when I get my blood pressure down. Fucking unfucking believable. Just unfucking believable.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Jefferson.
Looking back on everything and all the things that stay. I can count on memories, cause they don't go away. Good times were hard to hold until she came along. She moves me like a Memphis soul song. I'm not always there, I know, but she don't mind at all. As pretty as a picture that hangs on my own wall. Like Mississippi when the sun comes up at dawn. She moves me like a Memphis soul song. With an angel on my left side and a devil on my right. She's the one who saves me from them dark unholy nights. Of all the ones who've left me, it's a wonder she's not gone. She moves me like a Memphis soul song. She moves me like a Memphis soul song. She don't care what the game is, she's always down to play. My world without her seems a million miles away. She don't have to worry, I know where I belong. She moves me like a Memphis soul song. I've been down some aces, and I've played them all the same. But she's the only one that keeps me in the game. No fame or fortune could ever keep me gone. She moves me like a Memphis soul song. With an angel on my left side and a devil on my right. She's the one who saves me from them dark, unholy nights. Of all the ones who've left me, it's a wonder she's not gone. She moves me like a Memphis soul song. There's a magic down in Memphis that never seems to fade. Even now them voices carry like a lonely serenade. It's the memories that still and always will be on my mind. They move me every time. She sees the good in everything there is to see. Sometimes I wonder what she ever sees in me. I'm not always right, you know, but she's never led me wrong. She moves me like a Memphis soul song. In all my travels, I've never found a way to find the words that say the things I'd like to say. I've sang some melodies, but she's my favorite one. She moves me like a Memphis soul song. With an angel on my left side and a devil on my right. She's the one who saves me from them dark, unholy nights. Of all the ones who've left me, it's a wonder she's not gone. She moves me like a Memphis soul song. She moves me like a Memphis soul song.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Your donations are appreciated and by God needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:48 Pacific Time, and then, of course, is Uncle Cracker with Memphis Soul Song. Great memories. Alrighty, back to the fucking back into hell. Here we go. Where were we? Watching them take their shots. it's for you, God. I'm going to go kill some fucking people, some innocent fucking people who is smart enough to know better than this. I'm going to go, I'll go kill them for you. Blood sacrifice, no problem. Swiss lawyer Philip Krusch told the panel the World Health Organization proposed pandemic agreement and amendments to the international health regulations will scale up such censorship globally. Well, you might. I mean, every day I listen to this shit of what you're gonna do. But sooner or later, you're gonna have to fucking do it. People are just gonna quit listening. Just like you're like a fly, they'll swat your fucking ass to get you away from them. You ain't doing shit. You ain't gonna do nothing. Get that through your fucking head. Sooner or later, you gotta fucking step up too, motherfuckers. You ain't met America yet. You've met some fucking people with their fucking pants hanging down around their fucking knees, and you've met some fucking scum. And some fucking goddamn fucking traitors. But you ain't met the American nationals yet, you son of a bitches. Jared Kushner. Oh, isn't that fucking... Oh, Donnie Trump's son-in-law. Gaza waterfront property could be very valuable. Europe should take its refugees. I mean, the fucking gall of these people is unbelievable. By Chris Mianahan. Information Liberation. Former Trump advisor Jared Kushner said Gaza waterfront property could be very valuable in an interview at Harvard and suggested that Europe should be taking in the refugees from Israel's ethnic cleansing campaign. And don't forget, you know, when they had the immigrants from Africa there, to preserve their culture. They threw every one of them out, and nobody said a fucking word. Not racist, not nothing. They threw them out to preserve our fucking culture because we count, you don't. You're gonna count. We're gonna count you as you go up the fucking stairs. We'll have a goddamn gallows 50 fucking miles long that all goes off at once. It'll be spectacular. I can't wait. This is from Al Mayadin. Kushner urges expulsion of people from Gaza in favor of waterfront city. I mean, stealing their fucking goddamn land. And then they're already trying to develop it. And hey, somebody, we need to get rid of these Palestinians, the ones that we ain't starved and genocided to death. Anybody wants a bunch of babies with their arms blowing off and their faces blowing off and, you know, fucking people that are fucking one, you know, adults the same fucking way. We need somewhere to dump these people. And we've taken their home away from them. And now we need a street to dump them on. So we're going to dump them on you. I mean, these people need help. There ain't no doubt about it. I can't say nothing about the fucking Gazans, the fucking Palestinians. I mean, what a fuck deal. And what a fucking world that fucking allows it, just sits there and just does nothing. It's sickening. And you know, how about let's throw these fucking goddamn Jews into the fucking ocean? Let the Palestinians go back to their fucking home. And then everybody's where they're supposed to be. And the Jews are at the bottom of the fucking sea, which is the best place they could ever be. Jared Kushner, the son-in-law of former U.S. President Donald Trump and his senior foreign policy advisor, called for the mass expulsion of Palestinians in the Gaza Strip and the development of a waterfront in the besieged Palestinian territory. I think one of the commenters said he's probably going to have him another one of those things, big hotel things like he's got in Florida down there for old Donald Trump, king of the fucking Jews. In an interview at a Harvard University on March 8th with Professor Tariq Massoud, Kushner advocated for the cleaning up of Palestinian citizens from the Gaza Strip while Israel carries on its genocidal war. We're going to clean them up. This is what you got. Who's the fucking animals here, I guess would be the question. Gaza waterfront property could be very valuable. I thought that belonged to the fucking Palestinians, you son of a bitch. It's all right for you, you know, Israel to do any fucking thing that is a crime to anybody else. And it's just fuck you. And then, I mean, they're like the fucking bully. That, until you break their fucking nose, they're not going to fucking stop this shit. And then you're going to have to break some fucking noses here. You need to fucking get on that fucking page with those 10 fucking articles and hang. Just start hanging the son of a bitches. Anybody gets in the way, shoot the motherfuckers. There's a plenty of us. That's the only way to show. I mean, the arrogance of these motherfuckers. It's real valuable property. We just killed all those Palestinian pregnant women, fucking little babies. You sick in the head motherfuckers. Maybe it's valuable property. I mean, to come out and even talk about it, whether hey, Friday they're supposed to invade Rafah. And I guess fucking there'll be some more nice property for fucking sale, huh? That's what's really important is the oi, money. Mammon, you mammon-worshipping motherfuckers. If people would focus on building up livelihoods, Kushner told Mossad, Harvard University's Middle East Initiative of faculty chair. This is a little bit of an unfortunate situation there. But from Israel's perspective, I would do my best to move the people out and then clean it up and sell it, huh? Kushner said with ease as he suggested the ethnic cleansing of more than 2 million Palestinians. Just clean it up. Clean them up. How about we clean your fucking asses up? How about we take these, figure these fucking Jews for what they fucking are, the goddamn misery on this fucking planet for fucking about 2,000 or 3,000 fucking years, and clean them up. Wipe them out. And then everybody else, without the agitators and the fucking thieves and the goddamn infiltrators into every fucking aspect of your fucking life, you might could have a happy day, just one fucking happy day in the sun. Kushner believes that it would be adequate to bulldoze an area in the Al-Naqab desert, desert and move Palestinians there while the Israeli occupation forces go into the southern city of Rafah and finish the job. Finish the job? I mean, go out there and you get out there and put some posts up on one of them fucking sand dunes. You guys go there, the last of you that we got to get rid of. We ain't giving you no fucking food, by the way. You ain't getting no fucking water. You're going to die in a pen. But and then we could get to work here and get this goddamn primo fucking goddamn property on the market and get to making some fucking shekels off it, man. Jesus, I mean, how in your face does it have to fucking be, people? This is incredible. But in addition to that, I would just bulldoze something in the Negev. I would try to move people there. What people there? Oh, you mean just, I mean, is this another buffer zone like the Golan Heights? I mean, that's how they got the Golan Heights, supposedly as a buffer zone between them and Syria. That's what it was sold to the fucking world as, for the poor, because, you know, we need some protection from the way everybody wants to kill us. I wonder fucking why. But a buffer zone, and then they start building fucking settlements on it. These are fucking conquerors, and they're fucking little pissant fucking conquerors. They shouldn't be able to conquer a goddamn island in the fucking Pacific. They're conquering the whole god. Well, they're coming after the Ottoman Empire. So I'll tell you what, Jordan, you're in a fucking hell of a spot. I need a drink of water here. Unbelievable. Move people there. What people are you thinking about? Well, I don't know. There's some big Chinese. They got some big fucking bucks, man. I mean, we could sell that property to them, build a big resorts for the Chinese, and let those fucking Americans. We do the same in America. I'm telling you guys something. Tell you a little secret. What you're seeing happening to these Palestinians, it's already happening to you. They're already committing genocide on our people. I mean, nobody wants to fucking say it. You know, everybody's, you know, trying to act, you know, the emphasis is on the barbarity. I think that's maybe why they're doing it. I mean, it is bar fucking barric when you see little children getting their limbs amputated without anesthesia and no fucking goddamn pain medication. And you see them crying and hurting and starving to death. Man, that'll kind of take your eyes and bring them away from the fact that if they've done 3,000, they've done 200 million over here and with their fucking needles and their fucking COVID-19 that didn't exist and their fucking biological kill shot, they've killed 200 million fucking people. And if that ain't going to, I mean, what's happening to the people in Palestine is we're wrong. It is genocide. But the big genocide, look at the worldwide, how many people have they killed? And they're still killing every fucking day. I mean, these fuckers have to be stopped in their goddamn tracks. If you don't stop them, they'll kill every fucking one of you. If you're too stupid to understand that you are in a goddamn war, a world fucking war, in fact, and that they intend to exterminate your fucking line. They don't mean that fucking like their past fucking world wars where you lose a couple of your children because they go to fight for a fucking Jew lie. They're talking about killing off your fucking line. And whatever's left, and they can take your little children when they're babies and rape them. They can do anything they fucking want. Pedophilia, fucking go for it. Sick in the head, son of a bitches. Do you understand? And it's not just this. They're in Palestine. I mean, what's going on in Palestine? How we as a people can sit here and just fucking watch it happen, I don't understand. I mean, if there was fucking, if I could get there, I'd shoot them. I'd shoot the motherfuckers down and fucking, but I mean, not to mention we're paying for it. When you go out there and you get up in the morning, you go get in your car and you go to fucking work, you're paying to fucking hack little children up. God damn it. It seems like everybody just stopped working. Just, we ain't doing one more goddamn thing till we get rid of these fucking Jews, and we want rid of them. We don't want them out of our fucking politics like they've been running this fucking country because they've taken key positions with their goddamn dual citizen fucking Jewish Americans with no other dual citizen of any fucking kind, not a goddamn Irish American, not a goddamn fucking English American, not a goddamn fucking African American, no other, only a Jewish American can hold a fucking office in this country with dual fucking passports. And it's Jewish American, not American Jew. It's Jewish American, because Jew comes first. Israel comes first. Fuck us. Fuck the people that are fucking, I mean, sleeping in their fucking cars, working middle-class jobs. Fuck all of you guys. And tell you, I mean, you're working for the goddamn fucking chosen people. Don't you know that? And if you keep buying this fucking shit, buying into this motherfucking shit, just not fucking doing nothing, not killing them, because they deserve, they're rampant. They're like a wild fucking goddamn, like when the wolves used to, back in the, you know, the days before fucking cars. And I mean, back in the days when there were people, you know, and maybe in the 1400s, the 1200s, maybe, you know, they go and you'd have a fucking big settlement out in the middle of fucking nowhere. And the wolf populations would start to build up. Somebody, when a kid got snagged off the edge of camp the other day, and they would put all the guys together and they'd have their hunting dogs and stuff, and they'd go and they would slaughter the fucking wolves back in every direction to get the wolves back from the door. That's where that comes from. You're supposed to keep the wolves back from the fucking door. That's what we're supposed to do as men. And we're not fucking doing it. And this is what the goddamn result is. We have to sit here and fucking shame. I'm shamed. Anyways, I've had enough of this sick shit, and I am shamed, and everybody should be a fucking shamed. If you're not, you're not human. And we'll be back tomorrow for some more fucking shame at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern on From the Word from the Trenches. And until then, shame, 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 shame on all of us. Come on.